Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri 3 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then also on the River Talk Radio Network with the brand new radio station Signal 94.9 FM, also 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290. The Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. You can also see the show, the Facebook live stream of the show. Although there's not much to see. It's just me talking and acting like an idiot. I'm sorry. I'm not acting. Anyway, so if you go to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, pinned the first post is this incredible video of the General Lee, the legendary, iconic Dodge Charger in Dukes of Hazzard. And there's a guy in there, a stunt car driver, who is driving this thing right down Main Street in this town in Kentucky, heading right toward the water fountain. And they got, you know, blue dye to make the water look blue. And he is racing and then goes up the ramp and then over and actually through the top of the water fountain, down the other side, almost crashes, almost kills a cameraman going off to the left. And nobody was hurt. Incredible, just absolutely incredible. It's like, oh my God, the Dukes of Hazzard have come alive here. Where's the, you know, where are the Daisy Dukes? In any event, one of our friends here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, said, you know, you might want to take a look at this and see if you can get this guy on. And I thought to myself, you know, she's right. And so reached out to, in fact, I got the name here somewhere. Hold on a second here. Oh, where the hell? Oh, it's the Northeast Ohio Dukes. And this guy is Raymond Kahn, is in the Wrath of Kahn, and he is the founder, he's a professional stunt driver, and he's our very, very special guest. Raymond, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I feel like $1 million. That was a hard landing, but I've had worse. I'll tell you that.
My God, that was amazing. First off, tell me a little bit about you and your love of what apparently is a love affair with Dukes of Hazzard.
You know, I was a kid that was born in 1977. The show came out in 79. And that's all I could really remember from my childhood was that big orange car. Yeah, it was fascinating to me.
And not the Daisy Dukes?
You know, I was just a kid. You know,
that's
so
right.
That had no appeal to me. Even like Bo and Luke and Coy and Vance, I really paid no attention to them. It was always the car for me.
It is a great vehicle. There's no question about it. So how did you get involved in stunt car driving and Dukes of Hazzard? It's got to be an amazing story.
Well, you know, as a fan, I said when I get older, I was going to build my own General Lee. Well, I did that. And in 2005, when they made that really crappy movie about the Dukes of Hazzard that nobody likes, so I was invited by MTV to take my Roscoe cop car and my General Lee down to Georgia because MTV was filming like a promo video for the movie to kick it off, and they had asked me if it would be okay if they jumped a General Lee over my Roscoe car. Well, that jump was performed by legendary Hollywood stuntman Corey Eubanks, Sylvester Stallone's stunt double, Tom Cruise, so on and so on. I mean, he did all of those Fast and Five movies, the Transformer movies. I mean, he's iconic when it comes to stuntman in Hollywood. So watching him jump over my cop car, that's when I got bit by what I call the stunt bug. And from there, 2007, I was like, you know, I'm gonna do this one time and one time only. 31 jumps later, because I jumped the Smoking the Bandit car once, but generally jumps, the fountain jump was my 30th jump, and I'm standing there in front of 42,000 people. The world is watching, and I hit that ramp at 50 miles an hour. Now, this wasn't a distance jump because I literally, the year previous, I hit the ramp at 72 miles an hour, and I went 217 feet long, over 30 feet high. So we know what we could do when we really, really gun it. But this was an obstacle jump with precision. We had to land, you know, within 3 feet of our landing zone, and I nailed it, not even like 6 inches away.
That is absolutely amazing. Now, is this the, my sources tell me it's not the original, but it's not a Dodge Charger. It's just the body of a Charger. Is that right?
Yeah, so we did 15, or I should say, we did 22 jumps with 15 real Dodge Chargers back in the day. But all those Chargers that we used to use, the ones that were considered parts cars and whatnot, that had no roofs, no title, no VIN and stuff, they were left for dead. We would usually use those, you know, and then, well, those cars are $15,000 to $20,000 now. And so what we do is we take a Crown Victoria and we cut it apart. And thanks for Auto Metal Direct, who has like replacement panels. They're licensed by Chrysler, and they stamp out these new roofs and fenders and door skins and quarter, everything you need for a Dodge Charger, they have. And so they're a sponsor of ours, and because of them, we get to take these parts and build a generally out of it. It looks just like a Charger. It fooled everybody, didn't it?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Although Raymond Kahn with the Northeast Ohio Dukes, what about the horn?
Okay, so a lot of questions came up. Why didn't you guys play the horn? We always play the horn. We had Amber with the little trigger that as soon as I got close to the horn, she blows the Jubilee Dixie horn. That's what they used on the General Lee.
Yeah.
But you couldn't really hear it because we had 42,000 people all at once screaming yee-haw. It's like they just drowned out the horn.
Oh, man. It was just epic. Now, you almost killed a cameraman off to the left there. What happened?
Oh, poor Mike Kolovich. Mike Kolovich is our executive producer, you know, and him and Matt Miller Jr. and Tyler Long, they really put themselves in harm's way to get the shot.
Yeah, they did.
Now, everyone needs to understand that Mike chose that spot knowing that there was a 2-3 foot gap in between the concrete barriers, and he's like, okay, I'm going to put my camera here. If Raymond comes toward me, this is my bailout zone. So that's exactly what happened, you know.
Oh, man. What's it feel like when you're up at the top of the leap, the highest point, and you're going through this blue water fountain?
Yeah, everyone needs to understand that we wanted to go through the top of the stream. I wanted to break through a wall of water. I wanted those, the push bar, the General Lee. I wanted the slow motion videos and those still pictures of the push bar breaking through the water and spraying the water everywhere. I thought the blue water with the orange, the contrast would be great.
Oh, yeah.
And, so when I hit, I mean, my windshield was completely blue. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing this blind. Not that I could do anything about it anyway, but it's just sort of nerving, you know, when you can't see out your windshield and you're, you know, 17 feet high and you're
can't turn on the windshield wipers? Can't turn on the wipers?
Yeah, they didn't work. But we did use Rain-X. That is some really good stuff. Everyone needs to buy Rain-X. They're not a sponsor, but let me tell you, that water just dispersed like you wouldn't believe. But anyway, I felt the nose come down right as I like went through the water. So that's a good sign for me. That means that I'm going to land onto the front wheels and the car crunches up. It absorbs the impact, which is safer for me.
Do you get the sense of being weightless for a few seconds, like on a roller coaster?
Yeah. You know, your legs, people are like, why don't you stay on the gas in the air? Well, you know what? Just the, I'm hitting a giant wedge at 50 miles an hour. That force alone just throws your legs up in the air, you know, so you can't like, just like, press on the gas, you know, and you know, people don't know this. They're like, how do you do this without breaking your back? Well, I'm not even sitting on the seat. That's the beauty of it. I can do this every day of my life if I needed to, because I'm not sitting on the seat. I have no spine compression because I'm hanging from the ceiling with bungee cords.
You're not sitting in the driver's seat as you're driving the General Lee?
No, I'm suspended with bungee cords about 8 inches off of the seat, and that's that right there is a little difficult. Try to imagine pressing down on the gas pedal when your butt's not sitting on the seat.
How do you do that?
Yeah, it's very very tough to do, you know.
Oh, my word. One of our dear listeners, Becky K., wondered, have you ever met any members of the original cast of the Dukes of Hazzard? And if so, who and how'd it go?
All of them. Ben Jones, who played Cooter. Catherine Bach, in fact, we're from Warren, Ohio, where Catherine was born. Her house is still over there by the hospital. Her dad was in the Air Force Base here in Vienna. And So John and Tom, Owen Luke, Byron Cherry. Byron is so great to work with. He's so fun. Enos is the sweetest person on the face of the planet. He really is like his character that he portrayed on the Dukes. And, you know, unfortunately, we just lost Rick Hurst. Cletus right. from the Dukes of Hazzard. In fact, we dedicated the jump in his memory. We thought that it was fit and proper for us to dedicate the jump. But I have all of their numbers in my phone. I can call them anytime I want. And, you know, and Roscoe, when I think he died in 2016, I believe, I was the last person that he got to see jump a General Lee before he passed away.
Oh,
and it's been an honor to jump a General Lee in front of the original cast members. And to be friends with the original stuntmen, Ted Barba, you know, Corey Eubanks. I mean, I feel honored. You know, if I could honor them, their sacrifice for what they did for that little teeny tiny TV show that we all loved as a kid, then I've done my job. We're really trying to work hard to get this TV show back on the air, because our children, our grandchildren, they need a wholesome TV show to watch that has family values. And you know what's on TV today. You wouldn't leave your children or grandchildren alone watching the stuff that they have on TV today.
No question. The Northeast Ohio Dukes, you are the founder. It's Raymond Kahn, and he is our very special live exclusive guest, lead stuntman, Northeast Ohio Dukes tribute team inspired by the Dukes of Hazzard. And this incredible Dodge Charger, it's an amazing, amazing story. Do you have to pay a royalty fee to use the name Dukes of Hazzard, or do you get a piece of the action if the TV show comes back on? How does this work financially?
So the Dukes of Hazzard is a registered trademark of Warner Brothers. We don't use the Dukes of Hazzard. I live in Northeast Ohio, and you can't copyright Dukes. You can't copyright a color. Dodge owns the rights to the Charger. And you can't copyright the 01, you know, the name General Lee. I mean, he's a historical figure.
How do you get around this? How are you getting around this?
I've been doing this for 18 years, and nobody's ever said anything to me about it.
Wow.
I mean, you would have all the Star Wars fans that do the cosplay, they would have to stop doing that. You know, all the Star Trek fans and, you know, people dress up like Superman. I mean, we're basically just dressing up like the Dukes and doing our thing. So would have to stop doing a lot of fandom stuff if we would get attacked.
No question. You know? Now, the Northeast Ohio Dukes.
The dump wouldn't have happened if it wasn't, for Keith Floyd and the Summer Night Cruise guys. I mean, they're the ones that came up with this idea. They called me when we were headed back, when I did the first international General Lee jump at the Radical Speed Sport in Canada. They're like, hey, when you get back, we need to talk to you about doing this jump. And when he called me, he says, hey, I need you to go to Google. You know, I'm like, okay, it looks like you want me to jump north to south, because if I jump east to west, there's like a huge fountain in the way. He said, yeah, we were hoping you would want to jump over that. I was like, let's do it.
All right, we're almost out of time, Raymond. You've been wonderful. Raymond Kahn, the founder, lead stuntman for the Northeast Ohio Dukes. If people want more information about the Northeast Ohio Dukes online and to see another event, why don't you plug away, my friend?
Thank you for having me.
Where would you? Where can they get more information?
Oh, NortheastOhioDukes.com. We are on Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on TikTok. We're on all the major social media platforms under Northeast Ohio Dukes.
Where's the next jump?
We are done for the year, unless it's something big. But we have a lot of calls, so you can imagine, coming in for next year.
Sure, especially now being on with Dimitri. Raymond Kahn,
that's
thank
right.
you. Exactly. What, did I say something funny? Raymond Kahn, thank you so very much. Wonderful. you've got a great gig, my friend. You've got a great, great gig. Enjoy your life. I can tell you just are enjoying every moment of it. And continued success with the Northeast Ohio Dukes. And I'm sure we'll be talking again. You have a great day, sir, and please be careful out there, okay?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
Indeed. Thank you. That's a great guy. That was a great guy. Boy, and all of the actors who were involved in the Dukes of Hazzard got to see him doing the jumps, and he knows all of them. That's a great story. Just a terrific story. So thanks to our special friend for turning me on to this guy. This is great. The Northeast Ohio Dukes. And again, you can see the video by going to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. It is pinned. It is the first one. Make sure that you follow us and like us and everything else. Us, if you would, please. We'd certainly appreciate that. More with what I discovered regarding Sam's Club and this problem with Dieselgate at the St. C. Sam's Club. All that and more coming up next.